When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teens who are all children of teen mothers themselves. Parents and grandparents must step in to help them through this huge life change. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 Central on TLC. Can't wait? Watch the early premiere now on TLC Go. Download the free app now.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking
like the Dapper Don,
giving a microphone,
dress
like the $1 million,
buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
yeah.
Listening to me.
Put your hands together
for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey, got a radio show. One more time, man. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, ain't God been good to me? Wow. But then again, ain't he been good to you too, though? I mean, really, man. Think of all the blessings God has given you. Think of all the things he's done for you. Things that you asked for, things that you didn't ask for, things that you was expecting, then all about all of the unexpected blessings. Man, he just keep coming with it, don't he? You know what? That's some good news today, though, y'all. You know, in the face of the economy being the way it is, in the face of the world being the way it is, the evilness that's out there, it just seems like that's all that's on the news sometimes. You know, we got news of parents not really standing up being parents. We got news stories of children turning on their parents. You got everything. The economy, you got places you thought used to be beautiful places to go. Now they got travel alerts. It's all over. But the good news is there's something that you can have in this relationship with God that gives you a way to deal with it all. And I'm not saying that it'll protect you from every single thing out there that's happening, because some things are going to happen to you. You're going to be in an accident from time to time. You're going to make a mistake and fall down from time to time. But man, wouldn't it be incredible for you if you understood that you had some insurance in all of this, that no matter what happened to you, you know, you were covered? You know, look, insurance companies, as good as they are, you know, like our friends at State Farm or any other insurance company, you know, they do some amazing things. Insurance is a really, really good thing to happen in the event that something happens to you. You know, you may not want to pay the premium, but guess what? In the event that something happens to you, that insurance is absolutely critical. Well, but guess what? They cover certain things. You could get life insurance. You can get auto insurance. You can get accident insurance. You can get health insurance. There is nothing that you can buy to safeguard you against life's decisions. You know, if you make a mistake, if you cheat, if you lie, if you fall down and you can't seem to get it together and you make a crazy decision about how you're going to go about securing an income, there are no policies you can buy for that. You can't buy a policy if you stop being the man you're supposed to be and give up on your children. You can't buy a policy if something happens as a mother and all of a sudden you're not the mother you're supposed to be. But there is some insurance coverage out there for you. And that relationship that you form with God, that friendship that you form with him, that alliance that you, that partnership, that prayer that you put in all the time, there is an insurance policy that you have taken out when you form a relationship with your Heavenly Father, when you form a friendship, when you form a bond that protects you when these things happen, in the event that they happen. Now, here's the great thing about prayer. Prayer can head off some stuff from happening. It really, really can. Prayer can prevent some things from happening. You know, I'll give you an example in my life. Okay, here we go. Because, see, it's the best way for me to do it. Because, see, what I don't like to do is talk to people without letting them know, hey, look, I'm in this hole with you. I feel where you're at. Okay, here we go. I was making some decisions a few years ago because what I thought I was doing was counterbalancing something that was happening in my life. You know, I thought that since I wasn't happy, or for whatever the reason I thought I wasn't happy, if I, as wrong as I am, wanted to blame somebody else for my unhappiness, that's really, if I make a bad decision because I'm thinking I'm unhappy with somebody, hold upon, two wrongs don't make a right, and I make a decision to do something wrong, and now the consequences come when I do something wrong. See, then I already know, as an intelligent thinking man, as most of you are, that when you do something wrong, that, you know, there is a consequence for that. I teach that to my sons. When you do something wrong, there is a consequence. So as an adult, I fully understood the consequence. And so what I was doing was I was making some decisions that was causing some consequences in my life that was delaying my happiness, delaying my progress, causing my business not to go the way it could go, so forth and so on. Well, what I started doing was I took out this insurance policy called prayer, and I started putting it in my mix on a daily basis. And then I started putting it in my mix, you know, 2-3 times a day. And then I found myself using it all the time. And then I really started putting it in when I didn't need any help, when I wasn't in trouble. I started putting insurance in. I started making deposits into the bank. I started paying my premiums down, and prayer is like a premium. You just pay into it. Then when situations started coming up now, that prayer that I had put in, those premiums I had paid, it started preventing me from making the decisions I was making in the past. Thus, I didn't have to suffer the consequences. Thus, my businesses didn't have to be delayed in its progress because I had put some payments on some premiums. I had taken out an insurance policy with my life, my real life. I'm talking about your life where you make your day-to-day decisions in. I'm not talking about, see, life insurance is only good if you die. God has a policy that's available for you while you living. See, in order for an insurance policy to pay, something bad got to happen. When you take out the policy with your Heavenly Father, when you pay the premiums of prayer, and that's all it costs, man. You ain't got to have no money for this policy. I put into the policy, it pays me dividends and benefits for living. Ain't nothing got to go wrong for me to cash in on this policy. I use this policy for good things. Steve Harvey, long way from being perfect. I never claimed perfection. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, it's kind of funny, man, how people do. That's why I used to be so afraid to even you know, bring up God in my relationship and what I was trying to do. Because just the other day, I got an email in the email bag. I'm going to just tell you how people were. It didn't stop me. It didn't shake me. I just want you to understand how people are. See, people sit up and listen to you, and then they use that for a point they got to make. Mr. Harvey, since you say you better now and God is making you better and you a changed person, why do you treat Eugene the way you do? Eugene is obviously, and then she used a three-letter word for Eugene that we've never used on the show about Eugene. Eugene is, nobody never said that. We just doing a show over here. But see, that don't bother me no more, because all I want the lady to know is this is just a show, everybody. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It's nothing more. It's nothing less. You know, a lot of people know who Eugene is. A lot of people know what Eugene do. Some people do, some people don't. But people will take information, they hear you, about your walk and try to throw it in your way. And in a subtle way, you ain't what you say you are. You ain't walking like you said you're going to walk. Man, listen to me, y'all. Make the decisions to pay your premiums in prayer. Talk to your Heavenly Father. Get you some insurance in your life. And when you have little things like that, keep on stepping, man. God loves you, man. Man, I sure hope you talk to God today, because guess what? He sure would like to hear from you. That's for sure.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, please do yourself a favor. Take both of your hands, spread them about a foot and a half apart, and bring them together repeatedly. That's called applause.
Yeah.
Because you're listening to the Baddest Morning Show.
Come on,
in the land.
Bring
Thank
it.
You, Lord.
Make
Bring
no it. Mistake Dave. About it. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Steve.
Carla.
Hey, I'm here. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Oh, the delay you on.
I'm not a delay. I didn't delay. You delayed this time. Do it again. Do it again. Speak to me. Do it again.
Morning, Carla.
Hey, Steve.
Okay, that y'all don't hear that?
No.
Before he gets the la out, you got to be on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll show you.
Carla, I mean, but she said, come on, Steve, knowing I'm going to say it.
Watch. I got it.
Good morning, Carla.
Hey, Steve.
I was on it.
Junior. Morning,
See that?
Be right there. That's every time.
Be right there.
Scare him with it.
Did it? Was that?
That was you.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Championship team on aisle one. We have a championship team on aisle one.
On the megaphone,
yes. Championship team, pick it up. It's over there on aisle one.
Oh, yes. I see it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going over there. I'm
going to go get it.
Well. Happy Monday morning to everybody.
What up?
What's up to you?
How you
My
feeling,
My heart
man?
Goes out to the Houston Texans, who lost to Sean Watson ACL in practice, man. Quarterback for the Houston Texans.
He said he was out, but he's going to come back stronger than ever.
Yeah.
He's out for the season.
Oh, I believe he will. He's a bad boy.
Yes.
The whole year.
The Browns passed on him.
Yeah, you want to that's why you bought it.
That's why.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get
Cleveland
over this.
Browns,
you're
going to
have to
get past
this,
on
Steve.
Him.
And then what did he do when he played
How
the Browns?
How can then I? We played the Browns. He threw four touchdowns.
Here's my question for the Browns, Steve, since you know football. They are 8-0.
0-8.
0-8. Do they still practice?
Yes.
Do they show up?
Do they have to?
Yeah, if they want that check.
They practice. It ain't enthusiastic practice.
One more question, Steve, since you know football. What's the pep talk before every game?
Oh, yeah. That's
I need
I
to hear that.
Hear.
Could you give us a recap?
Yeah. Come on,
come
coach.
On, Steve.
On the Browns. Come on, coach. Before the game.
All right, guys, listen up.
Hold up, Steve.
Yeah, we should do that for something funny,
yeah,
Steve.
So
think about it.
And want to hit it pep talk.
Yeah. What's going on in
what
practice?
What the pops say?
I don't know.
He just said it eight times and it still ain't what?
Hey, Monica's in here holding up a big sign that it's my birthday.
Oh,
Happy birthday. Monica's birthday on aisle two. Because championship team's on aisle one, so.
Hey, we'll be back with Steve Harvey, Coach Steve, with his pep talk to the Cleveland Browns, who are 0-8. Coming back at 6:30 at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for something funny, and as promised, Coach Steve is going to give his pep talk to the 0-8 Cleveland Browns right after Chaplain Jay with the
Father God,
prayer.
Father God, we're here again. Father God, yeah. Father God, we've been here several times, Father God. And Father God, I don't think you're hearing our prayer, Father God. We've prayed this prayer several times, Father God. And Father God, what we would like for you to do, Father God, is see down your mercy. Have your mercy come down. We just need one win, Father God. One win. One would have, we'd have a different trip home to our loved ones, Father God. Make that happen when we play again. These things in your name we ask. Amen. Amen. Now I'll turn it over to the coach again, who
Come
will
on,
give
coach.
Us.
All right, coach, we're ready.
All right, coach, get
I'm
in
ready.
Coach.
I'm ready, coach.
Motivate him.
Yeah, motivate him. Get him hyped up, coach.
I'm ready, coach.
You are leading.
All right, gentlemen, here we go. We've got a bye week, so we're down this week. The beauty of having a bye week is there's no way we could have lost. So I first want to start by saying congratulations on the first week of the season that you haven't suffered a loss. With that being said, I want to discuss with you something Steve Harvey in a book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. He wrote the three ways in which a man shows his love to a woman. Protect, provide, and profess.
Yeah.
Well, I have the three P's that you guys need to consider. Okay. Number one, you're professionals.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You're supposed to play this game at a high level.
That's right, coach.
Of all the football players that played peewee football, PAL football,
flag too, Paul.
And aspired to be professional.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You somehow made it through.
That's right.
How? I'm not really sure at this point. You are professional football players, and I want to remind you that you're being paid.
That's another P. Another P is we've been paid.
Let's just make it four P's.
Got it.
You're professional, and you're being paid to play.
That's right.
That's right.
Here's the second P. Show some pride. Damn it, show some pride. Here's another P, bringing your punk ass out here. Every day we got another P we practicing. And now today we done had to start the game with a prayer. Stop using P. Get your punk ass out there and play better than you practice so we don't have to have all these prayers.
Prayer's good, though.
And then last but not least of the three P's, doggone it, people watching. Don't you know me on TV? It's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Come on, guys.
Coach, people watching.
I am begging you as we go to the next week, week 10.
He's begging us for
do something.
I thought he was crying.
Crying out loud. I won't be here much longer.
You're going to lose your job.
You know why I ain't going to be here? Because your punk ass keep losing.
That's right.
All this kneeling before the game. You're wasting time.
What that got to do with it?
Stop all this holding hands and get your ass out of here and catch a ball.
That's protesting. That's another P.
There's another P. You protesting. Well, I'm taking the knee this game. I'm protesting being a coach of this punk ass football professional team.
Should the coach be crying?
So what's all the P's again?
Pride, people
professional,
watching.
Professional, pride, and people watching.
And punk ass.
Here we go. Let's go.
You don't. You drop another pass.
Uh-oh. Another P.
I will put
if you
my
fumble.
Another P.
Another.
Drop another
yeah.
Pass.
If you drop another pass, what are we going to do, Sister Coach?
I will put my foot.
Another P.
In your. Wait a minute.
The next person to drop a pass will be kicked in the ass.
He just said the prayer.
The next one. If you fumble another ball, I'm going to say it again, and I'm coming to you, assistant. If you fumble another ball,
yeah,
you will lose one thumb. Yes.
What?
A thumb will be taken from you.
You can't catch a ball without a thumb.
Yeah, you won't miss one. You won't miss one if we start taking some thumbs around here.
If you throw another interception, listen to me carefully. If you throw another interception,
we will give you, the quarterback will be given a professional wedgie that he has to walk around with. All day. I mean, we will pull them up in there. they will be up in there. Try us if you want to.
Did they tie the loop?
And let me add a fourth P to this. We got professional pride.
Yeah. Yes,
people watching. Stop putting foot in the car. We're good, damn it.
That about does it.
All right, Coach.
Coach. We're going to win this
We're
one.
We're men.
We're going to win the next
one. Oh, my God.
On three, ready, break.
Oh, my God. All right. I think they're going to win the next game.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. All right,
against Detroit.
But after that pep talk, though, you never know. Yeah. Hey, it's Monday.
Nobody.
It's Monday. Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam are here with Church Complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go with Church Complaints.
Today, of all days, this first Monday.
That's right.
We gather knowing that all is not well.
That's right, Pastor.
This dead blame church I got.
That's why.
It's loaded with more haters, more complainers than almost any congregation out there.
Yeah, well,
these is called church complaints.
That's right.
Back off.
All right.
Back off your mic.
I'm way back off of
it. No, they talking to me, Deacon.
Oh.
Hey, man.
off. Let us begin with church complaint. Go ahead.
All right, Pastor. The Seagram's Gin Save Sinners Singing Quartet.
What?
Wow.
What?
Let me say that one more time. The Seagram's Gin Save the Sinners Singing Quartet are feuding with the Hallelujah Hennessy Hell-Raising Groovers. They both want to open this year's BS Building Fund concert, but the final decision is yours, Pastor. And please note, BS is for Big Stage. The Big Stage Building Fund concert. Once again, Pastor, just in case you didn't hear me, it's the Seagram's Gin Save Sinners Singing Quartet are feuding with the Hallelujah Hennessy Hell-Raising Groovers.
Wow.
I cannot.
Well, now one of them alcoholics has raised a quarter in the past. Nor do I expect any money to come from them going forward.
All right.
Therefore, let the building fund continue, but know this. We've had this building fund for exactly 11 years now.
Right, right. That's right, Pat.
We have not put a strip of carpet in here. We ain't even raised enough to remodel the women's bathroom because of the Banks girls.
Banks girls?
The Banks girls. They sit on the floor.
When they
row.
Use the bathroom, it requires remodeling.
You're not.
You're wrong for that, Pat.
Bertha Banks. Bertha Banks used it 2 weeks ago, didn't she, Pat?
Mm-hmm. And then Beulah Banks used it last Sunday.
Really? Right.
It's Beulah, Bertha, Bridget, and what's the other one name?
Bobby.
No. Pastor, what's her name? I forgot that girl's name.
Belinda.
Beatrice.
Beatrice. Not BB. Beatrice.
They all
well, notice they done tore that damn bathroom up. Not only is the seat loose in it, where it's been rocked off, but when they fumigate, the aroma tears the wallpaper down off the walls.
Golly.
It's a funky deal, Pat. It's a funky deal. All right, moving along, Pastor. We have Sister Rachel Yvette Yarbrough wants to put bleach in the baptismal pool and baptize the heavy sinners. In the church, in hopes that this will purge the sin out of their souls. We are scheduled to start picking them out next week. The list is long, but you will make the final cut. We start third Sunday is when we start. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't care nothing about bleach, but I am asking the deacons to put in heavy amounts of sea salt.
Why is that?
So that it becomes a lot more buoyant, because a couple of these heifers you dip down, I've almost lost three of them.
Oh, man.
To drown them, because I couldn't get their big ass back up.
All right.
And if you use sea salt, I understand it makes the body more buoyant.
Oh, and you bob more. Okay. Uh-huh. You float.
You know, like an apple.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, float.
Yeah, float. Mm-hmm. Boy, yeah.
Matter of fact, let's do that. From now on, the fat people that want to be baptized, we gonna have a what they call a symbolic baptism.
Ocean.
Mm-hmm. Where you put your name on an apple and we use that.
Yeah. You don't even get in it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, we baptize the apples and you get that, put your name on it, that's you.
In your name. Good God Almighty.
Saving apples now?
Right.
Saving backs.
We can't keep dipping these big ass people now.
All right, moving along, Pastor D. We have a real delicate situation here. The Deaf Choir did their song Sunday in sign. The song was titled We Hear Him Too. They are upset that nobody shouted during the song signing.
Well, when you put your hand on the back of your ear with the do you hear me sign, and we don't hear nothing, and you don't either, what you want us to shout for?
Well, they wanted, they just upset that nobody felt the moment and rejoiced with them, but they were emotionally.
Well, did they see some of the signing that was being done back towards them? That's what we need to address.
Wow. They didn't see.
Because I don't know what, half the parishioners were flipping the bird off to the Deaf Choir.
All right. Moving along, Pastor, what we have.
Why is you a choir and ain't no sound coming out?
Well, they are a deaf choir, Pastor. They do it in sign. They do it together in sign. You have
well,
to
they got a sign from the congregation.
We going to have to just be a little more delicate with their situation is all I'm saying. We got to really...
You think?
Be a little more sensitive, Pastor, that they up there and they doing, they got their robes on and everything and they doing sign. And you just going to have to be a little more delicate with it. Now, let's just move along. I just want you to think about it now. Deacon Lemuel Bridgewater. Listen to me.
You've used this name before.
I was thinking the same thing.
He goes to the church. Now, everybody ain't going to be a new member. So, y'all, to hell with y'all. Listen, Deacon Lemuel Bridgewater was caught stealing two pews from Lily Grove Missionary Baptist Church. He said, you told him to get some new pews. His bail is set at $2,000.
I did say get some new pews.
Mm-hmm. He did. He was
the fact that he tried to steal them from another congregation ain't got nothing to do with me. He still need bail money.
We gonna leave him in there, Pastor. He was trying to help the church. Now, did you tell him to steal them? Cause that's what
no,
he.
No, sir. Went. No, sir. I said get us some new pews.
He's a slave now.
Okay. He went to Lily Grove at 2 o'clock in the morning and broke in them.
Ain't nobody told him to do that. Now, Deacon, you're not gonna drag me in this. He gonna do this time alone.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, our national news with Miss Ann, and Trump's Twitter account temporarily goes down. Wait till you hear why.
See my finger?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Take this job and shove it. All heard that before, thought that before, wanted to do that before.
Some right here. Hello, I'm here.
Well, according to Twitter, that's precisely the reason that President Trump's account was deactivated for a short time last week, I think for about 11 minutes, right? According to the company, a customer support employee on his last day at work made the move. In the end, the president's account was down for, like I said, about 11 minutes before being reactivated. This followed Twitter's earlier response, blaming the human error for the incident. The company now says they're conducting a full internal review and are taking steps to prevent it from happening again. Well, guys, have you ever, left an attitude or actions, left a job with
yeah.
Okay, let's hear about it. Let's hear about your take it.
Hell,
take
I'm sitting here.
The fact you here.
The fact that I got my ass over here.
Right here.
Meaning right that I'm here.
Yes.
I'm not throwing shade. I'm building a tent, okay?
I know you have one, Steve Harvey. What's your take this job and shove it story?
Well, I worked at a place called Lincoln Electric.
Uh-huh.
And I hated it. I hated it with everything in me. I worked a graveyard shift.
What were you doing?
12 to 8 in the morning. And, man, I despised the job. Because at 4 o'clock, I don't care who you are, you sleepy.
Yeah.
There is no getting used to 4 a.m. You're supposed to be asleep.
Uh-huh.
And lunch was 20 minutes. It was like working. It was the hardest job I've ever had. Lunch was 20 minutes. And we had to work on a piece system where we had to develop these wire coils by pieces. And I hated that job. And I had this little dude named Tony was my supervisor. Cool little dude, but I didn't like the company. And so I went to work one day and I just told him, I said, hey, man, I'm not going to be able to continue anymore. I got a huge loan came in from Small Business Association to start my own company. Hmm. And all the men was like, oh, wow, really, Steve? What you do? Yeah, I'm starting my own carpet cleaning business, man. I got the money. The loan came through for me to buy the equipment. So I'm going to go full time. Oh, man, good luck to you. Good luck to you. So I ended up getting this job as a carpet cleaning company. Well, one of the guys used my company, which partly was true. I didn't really get the money from a small business loan.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to quit.
Okay.
And so one dude called me and asked me to clean his house
because
he knew my house number. And I went by his house, but I had went to Pick and Pay, which is a grocery store, and I rented machines every day and just put it in the back seat of my car. And I pulled up at his house and unloaded the carpet cleaning machine from the backseat of my car. Mm-hmm. He said, man, I thought you was a professional carpet cleaner. You done rented a machine from that. Man, I'm going to tell everybody down at the job.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I said, okay, cool. Ain't no problem right here.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like a fight.
So I just went on and ruined his carpet.
Ruined
how?
It?
How?
How you soaked ruined it. Carpet?
With, oh, you sucked. Oh,
I
down
just
to
soaked
the padding?
It, didn't extract the water. Oh. Yeah, just put it in there. No, since you're going to go tell him that too.
You felt good about this, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, man. Very comfortable.
And from that story, we go to the one and only.
It wasn't a funny story. It wasn't really just a.
No,
it
was
just answered the question.
Yeah. Answered the question. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like the company on now. I really didn't like you.
So. Introduce Miss Ann, Steve.
You know what, man? These are just some troubling times. And just to be honest with you, sometimes, man, I just find it difficult to discuss all the time because I have so much that I feel responsible for. I just think that, man, I'm going to let Miss Ann just go into it today. These are the news facts with Miss Ann.
About 30 miles southeast of San Antonio, police in Sutherland say the gunman is among the dead. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls it an evil act. So does the president.
Mental health is your problem here. This is a mental health problem at the highest level. It's a very, very sad event, but that's the way I view it.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe into Russia's meddling in last year's presidential election should be allowed to proceed. In fact, Ryan tells Fox News Sunday that right now lawmakers have no plans to stop or hinder Mueller's investigation. He says the professionals at the Justice Department must be able to do their jobs. Punished for the sins of the father? A lot of folks upset about this one. A hospital in Atlanta has told the mother of a 2-year-old boy that it will not complete the child's organ transplant until his father stops getting into trouble with the cops. 26-year-old Anthony Dickerson supposed to donate a kidney to his son, who was born without one. However, according to a local media report, officials at Emory University Hospital sent a letter to the little boy's mom saying that it intends to delay the surgery on the baby until Dickerson, who's been in and out of jail for a lot of his life, complies with his parole officer for at least 3 months. So they won't operate on the 2-year-old till then. Tops of the weekend box office, the movie Thor Ragnarok took in an estimated $121 million. That did better than expected, even though it was supposed to do really wonderful anyway. A Bad Mom's Christmas opened in a distant second place with about $17 million. And Sean Puffy Combs is changing his name again. Now he says he will only answer to Brother Love. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Ah, Brother Love. Eugene the Butterfly back 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. It is time. Introduce Jay. Then Jay, you in turn introduce the butterfly.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, do you know the butterfly? Because I do. I do.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Stephen Shirley College, Junior Tommy, J. Anthony Brown. Thank you so much. There is pandemonium going on right now.
Morning,
there
butterfly, is... flutter, good... flutter.
Hello, Shirley.
Calm down.
Let us speak to you. Yeah. What's wrong?
No. I'm sorry.
Morning, there's butterfly, a... flap on, flap like on.
There's an issue on the table, and I'm gonna need everyone's help. Last night,
At the play,
we did a show in Columbus, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Someone stole my entire wardrobe. All of it. My entire wardrobe is gone. And I'm due to hit the stage in Fayetteville, North Carolina on Thursday. I am
well,
you setting
gonna be
up.
You're going to be naked
then. No.
I'm
they
setting up a GoFundMe wardrobe account so people can send money to help me get my wigs are gone. Everything is gone. Everything is gone. My jewelry, all of my leggings, everything is gone. And I need help with a Eugene GoFundMe wardrobe site. So I am getting that set up, and I'm asking all of my coworkers. We're gonna start here to get to jumpstart this.
They stole everything.
How much is the goal? Well, how much money you need to raise, Eugene?
I'm gonna need at least $6,000.
Oh, hell, your ass could be up there naked.
So,
how much will how oh, much again?
Wait
how
a minute. Love. Wait how a minute. Again? Wait. $6,000.
You got.
You ain't had no $6,000 worth of stuff.
You got on $6,000 worth of tights?
Hold on. This ain't no damn Chapman's. Y'all gonna quit playing the game. Listen.
No, this is big news.
How much is it now?
It's $6,000. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. Listen, I need six. Okay, it's exactly six people on this show. If every one of you out, and then I'll pitch in $1,000. But if every one of you out pitch in $1,000, then I will have the money I need for paying.
Let me tell you what I will do.
That's $7,000.
How much you need all together? That's what we're trying to figure out.
$6,000. I keep telling you what. Stop doing it. Stop playing that damn music. This is serious. This is very, very serious. Okay, I don't have a lot of time. Today is Monday. I'm going to need this on Wednesday so I can buy the things Thursday morning before I hit the stage Thursday night in Fayetteville. $6,000 is needed, right? Damn it, I'm not going to tell y'all. I'm going to quit doing it. Quit doing it. Now, we're going to start with Mr. Harvey. Mr. Harvey, I want you, how much would you pledge to give towards this $6,000 that I need?
How much is it?
I need $6,000, Mr. Howard. I'm going to whoop the board out of ass. I swear I'm going to whoop it. Stop doing it.
Anthony Brown is coming back to murder another hit.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is that time. Introduce Jay so he can murder yet another hit,
well,
baby. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, murdering the hits.
All right, thanks. This is time for Murder the Hit. But what I'm really trying to do is raise some money over there so I can keep the doors open. I need about $6,000.
You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble.
Anyway, it's all going down at the J-Spot this Tuesday night, hosted by yours truly, J. Anthony Brown. Taco Tuesday again. Shirley, you came to Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, it was
Tuesday
fun. It was fun.
With Flame.
And those tacos are great.
The tacos are really nice. You got to have tacos in it. Yeah. It's going to be Pierre. Mm-hmm. Gonna be your girl, Precious.
Oh, she's funny. She's funny.
And Jamal DeMond, I think I'm saying his name right. Hosted by yours truly this Tuesday. Next Tuesday is Junior Taco Tuesday.
Oh, that's
Junior,
right.
What?
Yeah. I'm over at the J Spot.
Yes.
I can add this club to the resume. I ain't getting paid. He paying me in medication.
He trying to raise $6,000.
All right, but anyway, it's time for the Murder to Hit. You heard of the P challenge?
Mm-hmm.
You heard of the C challenge? The D challenge?
Yeah.
But what I have is the C challenge. Hmm. Right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Check it out. Well, you heard about the P challenge and the D challenge? This is the C challenge. You see, I'm down for the comedy, brown for the comedy. Since Def Jam, I've been around for the comedy. Tight for the comedy, right for the comedy. Think about it morning, noon, and night for the comedy. Hit for the comedy, fit for the comedy. Had a good job, I had to quit for the comedy. You see, I smoke for the comedy, joke for the comedy. Been to divorce court 3 times for the comedy. I got love for the comedy, a club for the comedy. Every now and then, I need a hug for the comedy. See, I hope for the comedy, notes for the comedy. Did a cruise 10 years on a boat for the comedy. I talk trash for the comedy, got cash for the comedy, even got some real good ass for the comedy. I do black for the comedy, white for the comedy, Arsenio Hall, he let me write for the Steven. I go back for the comedy, make stacks for the comedy, got much love and that's a fact for the comedy. I take a pill for the comedy, feel for the comedy, don't get mad when they steal for the comedy. I'm about for the comedy, they shout for the comedy, gonna drop the mic here cause I'm out for the comedy. Yeah. Am I too old?
That was good, Jay.
Outstanding.
Good, Jay. Yeah.
Can you still? Am I too old to say yeah?
Nah.
Is there an age limit on you?
Nuh-uh. No, age limit on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it almost is.
It almost is.
What'd you say, Steve?
It almost is.
He right there.
There's an age limit?
There's an age limit on yeah.
Yeah, I changed. Like, I created one for 60-year-olds.
Oh, what is it? What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get it out.
Quick, short, to the point. That's what I do whenever I want to, when I'm doing something. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my new one. I've been doing that for a while.
All right. Well, it's going down Tuesday night. J-Spot Comedy Club, hosted by yours truly, Jay Anthony Brown. Taco Tuesday, baby.
Get Taco Tuesday.
Eventbrite.
In L.A.
Go get them. Go get them in L.A.
So let me ask you something, ladies, about this money that Eugene is trying to raise. Now, I've already said what I was going to give. I ain't giving nothing but $6. So now, Shirley, Carla, Kia, I need to know a dollar amount that you're going to give.
I'm not giving.
Oh, Junior, okay. How much you going? Shirley, Junior, how much you going to give?
Off the rip, I have an extra $3 in my pocket. I ain't doing nothing with. He can have that. That's three.
$3?
$3.
It was Carla? Sitting in my pocket.
Yes, yeah, Steve. I think I could do $60.
Yeah. 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 Wow, y'all really love him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do, Carla. Shirley. 60. I was going to do 60 as well because he lost all his clothes and stuff.
Well, let me just say this. I didn't do well in math.
So far, he got $69.
Yeah, no, he's got 126. About $150.
$129.
Yeah. You can get a lot of tights with $129.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, you don't want to miss today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, it's Houston's own nephew Tommy with today's prank phone call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, what you got? Time for the prank phone call.
Shirley, it's time to baptize some people. It's called Mobile Baptismal Pool. Wow. Mobile Baptismal. We come to you and baptize you at your house.
I ain't heard it and I like it. It sounds good.
You know it's going to be ignorant. You know
we come
this.
To your house and baptize you. That's what we do. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Wilson.
It's Wilson. How you doing? Who's this?
How you doing? My name is Brother Springwater, man. Listen, we got paid to actually come by and do some services for you by some friends of yours, and we wanted to actually call and see about scheduling and see what you had available.
My services. What, y'all plan on cutting some grass? What y'all do? What kind of services y'all have?
Actually, sir, you've got some friends that have actually spent a great amount of money on you, and what we do is we have a baptismal on wheels service, and what we do is we go and we baptize people at their home. And baptismal on wheels has been it's a new company, but we've baptized over 1,000 people now. We have a truck which actually has a baptismal pool on the back of it, and we actually come to your home and we will baptize you in your driveway and make you whole again. So
Brother Water, Brother Spring, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Springwater. Springwater.
Springwater, you want to come to my house and give me a baptism in my front yard?
We want to baptize you right there in your driveway. Your friends are paid for the services. And
what friend will pay for me to get baptized? Man, I've been baptized already, Doc.
Well, from my understanding, sir, that evidently you've had some bumps and bruises, and they seem to believe that you need to be washed and cleansed again.
I mean, that's all good. That's all good. But I mean, be that it may, man. I mean, I've been baptized. I go to church. You know, me and the Lord don't have no problems. I mean, we all have setbacks. But for you to pull up with your pool in front of my house to say you finna baptize me, that doesn't make any sense to me, Doc. I mean,
sir, sometimes when some people are not able to go to the house of the Lord and get baptized, you know, we're making it a lot more convenient for you. But we can actually
I don't need no convenience. What I need convenience for? You asking me to come to my house on a Tuesday to baptize me in my driveway, does that make any sense to you, Brother Water? I mean, come on. If you really sit back and think about it, does that make any sense to you
First of all, sir, that's Brother Springwater. But what I'm trying to say is that
any type of water is holy water, spring water. It doesn't make no difference to me. You can't come to my neighborhood and baptize me in front of my house.
Sir, what is all the hang-up? This is what your friends are talking about. That
I don't give a damn what my friends are telling you, man. Anybody, which one of my friends gonna recommend you to come to my damn house?
Sir,
that don't even make any sense to me. You understand?
I'm not at any liberty to tell you who actually.
Hold up, but you're in the liberty to come to my damn house and baptize me, but you can't tell me who the hell go see you. But you're not in. What type, man? Come on. You don't even. Come on. Does that make sense to you, Doc? Come on. That doesn't make any. No way in the world I'm going to allow you to come and bring your pool in front of my house and baptize me. Then I'm asking you, as you're supposed to be a pastor, you're supposed to be baptized. I'm asking you, okay, which friend of mine is sending you, to, you know, letting you know I need to be baptized? You're taking you out at liberty?
Sir, all I want to know, basically, I've already been paid. I'm coming.
I don't
I'm
give
calling,
a damn. Take it to
you
a charity.
Your schedule.
You're not baptizing me. I've been baptized.
I'm going to baptize you on Tuesday in your driveway.
Man, I tell you what, if you come to my house in front of my driveway, you better bring the whole congregation. You understand? You better bring the deacons, the brothers, the sisters, and everybody else if you think I'm going to be baptized in my driveway.
This is the problem. This is what your friends are talking about. This is why you need to be baptized and cleansed again and washed in the blood of the Lamb. This is what's wrong. You need to be cleansed. That's what's wrong with you, Mr. Wilton.
What's wrong with me? No, what's wrong with you is calling me in the middle of my work day telling me I need to be baptized in front of my house. If I need to be baptized and go get some holy water, I go down to the church. I don't need you coming in front of my house making a whole circus with all your friends and some white sheets talking about you want to baptize me.
From my understanding, Mr. Wilton, you've missed two Sundays already this month.
Sundays? So, man, I can go anywhere and get the word. I don't need you coming here because you're telling me I missed two damn Sundays. I'm going to miss this Sunday, too, because the football game coming on.
Sir, all I know is I've been paid to do a job. I will be there Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock, and we will baptize you before you go to work on Tuesday morning.
I tell you what. You come to my house at 7 o'clock in the morning, I swear on your Lord, I'm going to bust your You understand me? You will not come to my house telling me you're going to baptize me. I don't give a damn who paid you. You understand? I will drown your in the water. Matter of fact, now, bring you, your deacons, and everybody else, we're going to have a pool party in that. You understand?
All of this anger and all of these problems you have within you, we are going to purge your body and get it out your system.
I don't want your cleansing me. I tell you what. Brother Springwater, is it that's a call?
It's Brother Springwater. You go get baptized on Tuesday morning.
I don't give a damn who pays you, who called you. Bring your I'm going to you up. I guarantee you. I'm going to dry you on sight.
I got one more thing I want to say to you. Would you listen
you
to me?
Matter of fact, I'm busy. You ain't got to say to me. I got to go. You understand? You ain't got
to I got one more thing I want to say to you. Is you listening to me?
What, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Mason. Hello?
Man, let me tell y'all something, man. Boy, let me tell you something, boy. Y'all was about to bring some head up to heaven. I was about to act a fool on y'all if y'all would have showed up at my crib. You understand me? Boy, Tommy, y'all ain't got nothing better to do than to sit around here and just with people doing their day. Man, I ain't never thought y'all could get me with this. Hey, who the hell goes around baptizing people on wheels? That's like Meals on Wheels. How y'all baptize people with a pool on the back of your F-150?
Hey, Wilson, I got to ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, you know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
See, that's how you baptize somebody.
Forget going to church now.
Exactly. When they don't make it to the church, you know, we bring the baptismal to you.
It's right outside.
We're right outside.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, we in the driveway.
Money maker right there, man.
Yeah, we'll baptize you before you go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
And get your save on. We get your save on right there. We cleanse you. Right there in the driveway. Won't he do it?
Yeah.
Won't he will.
And will he won't. That's all I'm saying.
That's crazy.
Somebody's going to hurt you one day.
So how's the play going?
Yeah, how's the play?
Play is going strong, baby. This week, Thursday night, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Uh-oh. And then this is one of Carla's favorites. Friday night, Duval. Jacksonville, Florida, baby. We are in the building.
Time and hand clap, y'all, for this is the greatest tour he's ever been on.
This is. Yeah.
It is.
Okay,
Steve, by far. Oh, absolutely, by far.
Saturday and Sunday, I'm in Miami, baby. Woo!
If I ain't, if you don't see me at the play, you're going to see me on the golf course or on a fishing boat, one of the two. I'm doing so well.
You going to Miami and you going down in the golf and fish.
I just said.
Who you fooling?
The country second.
Yeah, who you lying to?
I don't know who's listening. He's lying to no damn well.
Okay. Okay. I am going to slide by you. I am going to slide by
you. You going to act like it ain't there?
I'm going to slide by the spot. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go slide by.
I'm going to fish.
All right. Coming up, Chrisette Michelle apologizes. Plus, today's strawberry letter is on deck.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teens who are all children of teen mothers themselves. Parents and grandparents must step in to help them through this huge life change. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 Central on TLC. Can't wait? Watch the early premiere now on TLC Go. Download the free app now. The strawberry letter is up next, but first, you guys hear about this? Chrisette Michelle, we love her singing. What a great singer she is. Mm-hmm. She has apologized for performing at Trump's inauguration. She got a lot of heat.
That was
for
a
that.
While
yeah,
back.
It was a yeah, it was the inauguration.
You ain't got your card back. Yeah. You're trying to get your card back. You're trying to come out of here.
Now, Chrisette regrets performing for Donald Trump's inauguration. She took the controversial job in hopes of building a bridge for a divided nation. All right, her intentions were good. However, she realizes the error of her ways and has issued an apology. Chrisette said, I knew that Trump wasn't a good choice for the presidency, but there's always got to be some sense of hope. That message on the stage was at the wrong time and the wrong place, and I apologize deeply for the hurt that I caused people.
They haven't given her her card
well,
back
no,
yet.
No, mm-hmm. no, no, no.
Steve, did you apologize?
Hold on. No.
You should apologize. She did it. You should
apologize,
too.
And for what? And for what?
For coming out of that elevator with him?
And Michelle, see, look, if she went up there with the intent to try to create a bridge, people ain't going to understand that. You can't talk haters. I still, every now and then, on my Instagram feed, the other, maybe a week or so ago, I had a picture, just me and my family up, talking about how blessed I was to have my family. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, and then, which is the only time I've ever responded, somebody said, we really appreciate you, beautiful family, love you, God, very much. But why in God's name are you a Trump supporter? Why would you support a demon like that? Did you have any idea? Wow. Boom. Next thing you know, Steve Harvey is on Instagram responding, which I've never done. And I just told her, I said, first of all, you don't know me, do you? You've never met me. If you listen to my radio show, you would truly see who I support. A meeting does not mean support. That's all it is. And I have to, you know, and I'm like, Chrisette Michelle, she got to keep apologizing for this. You don't. The people that's going to hate me, going to hate me regardless. Well, you still shouldn't have went up there. Whatever, I went. I went to his office before he's president. Went up there to do something I thought was good. Now, everybody that's saying they're not surprised how he is, you've got to be just a little bit shocked as how he's actually turned out. You've got to be a little bit shocked. Aren't you surprised, Shirley?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Steve, tomorrow, it's been a year ago to the day that he was elected, by the way.
Seems like 9
yeah,
years.
Yeah, it seems like a long, well, long time.
He's done enough for one president.
Exactly.
Okay, see now, Chrisette Michelle done apologized, right? Didn't she just apologize?
Yeah, she did. We just said that, okay. Yeah.
When is Uncle Steve going to apologize to Black America for going down there meeting with Trump? When is he going to do that? I'm just asking
Tommy,
a question.
What?
That's all I'm
Tommy.
Doing. Asking a question. What? You saw him get off that elevator with that man. When is he going to apologize?
That man.
Well, I mean, Steve's right here. He can speak for himself.
He's not saying nothing.
Right there. Right there, Tom.
What do you
Steve,
mean,
this
Steve?
This would be a perfect time to put this issue to rest, maybe once and for all.
Okay. Well, come on. Black America listening. Go ahead.
Listen to me. And we don't have to talk to Black
Americans.
Are you
America, speaking for Black
Americans? Not all Black Americans felt that way.
What?
And Tommy don't speak for us.
I'm part of Black America. Well, it sounds like it to me.
If you're Black America, they relay it to me.
It's the spokesperson
your
for Black America.
Your nephew, our
now,
Tommy.
I choose I choose not to allow him to be my spokesperson. But obviously there's a group of them who have voted him the head of
appointed. Wow. I like to use appointed. Appointed.
So now, as the new appointee for Black America, I'm going to take the time out to say, if you want an apology for me for going to see Donald Trump, then you have one. I'm sorry. I wish I had never gone up there. If I could retract my steps, in spite of why I went up there, I wish I never had gone up there.
Wait a minute. Are you?
Shirley, wait. Black America is texting me. They texting me. They are saying that's all we wanted to hear. That's all we wanted to hear.
He can one black ass person you talking to.
He can come eat chicken with us again. That's all they saying, Steve. That's all they saying.
Okay, here's see. I know which part of Black America is texting you. So let me just go on.
Which part?
The short people.
For all of the short black Americans out there.
With high booties.
Who have been talking to Tommy as your general.
As your general.
He the same size as the general on the general commercial.
For the insurance.
With Shaq.
Look, here's the deal. If it's an apology you want, it's an apology you can have. I'm sorry for going up there and visiting.
Hold on. I got a text.
From who, Tommy?
Short Black America. Short Black America is saying they appreciate the apology by Trump, but don't get your ass whooped talking about short people. That's all they saying.
Man, you think he worried about that?
Buckle up! Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry.
Subject sick and tired of the drama. Dear morning crew, buckle your seatbelt because you're in for a journey. I'm a 25-year-old mother of two. The problem starts and ends with my mother. When I was in my early teens, my mom met this man. This man turned out to be a pervert, but my mom never listened. She, in turn, threw me out for saying he was trying to molest me and for me fighting him back. Years went on, and we were never close again. Recently, it was uncovered that the same man not only molested my daughter, but my niece, too. My mom didn't believe them either. We pressed charges on him, and are currently awaiting trial. She doesn't even attempt to go to court to show her support or anything. My mom has never apologized nor showed any remorse. I have tried to be a good daughter, but how much am I to endure just because she's my mother? I mean, I had been called every name in the book, kicked out, turned on at the point where I feel I don't want a mama anymore. And I don't want this to affect my mothering skills. What should I do? Because I don't want to keep my kids away from their grandma, but I can't keep letting her hurt me. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Wow. It's like the precious syndrome, I think. I totally, totally recommend counseling for you right now because you're dealing with some heavy, heavy situations. In this case, I don't blame you at all for how you feel about your mother under the circumstances. I'm sorry that you had to go through this, that your baby had to go through this. Your mother is wrong in this instance. She should have never taken your word over his. She should have never kicked you out of the house without investigating this situation. You need counseling. That is my answer for you. You got to get yourself some counseling and get your child some counseling too. Continue with the court case, all of that. Steve will have his answer when we come back. Wow. 12 minutes after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, let's get to it.
Okay, this is a serious letter because
yes,
this is a young girl who's 25 years old. And her mother has not believed her when she told her that the man in her life has been trying to molest her and her niece. And
her daughter.
And then, it's her daughter. And she doesn't believe her. They're calling her names and everything.
Putting her out.
She done went out and put her out. She done went and pressed charges on this man. They're currently awaiting trial. She doesn't even attempt to go to court to show her support. Her mother's never apologized, showed any remorse. You know, the girl said, I've tried to be a good daughter, but how much can I endure just because she's my mother? She's been called names and stuff. You know, she doesn't want a mama anymore. And she doesn't want this to affect her mothering skills. What should I do? Because I don't want to keep my kids away from their grandmother. Okay, let the kids see the grandmother. That's cool. Here's the deal, though. You obviously know
and feel that your mom is in the wrong. You have every right to press charges on this man who has tried to molest you. Because some other people in the court system is not going to view it the same way your mother's viewing it. Please understand. They're going to look at the facts, take a lot of stuff into consideration. Now, what they're going to do, I don't know. But what should you do? Stay on your course. Try to understand the desperation doesn't make it right that your mother is in. A lot of women do desperate things just to have a man. She don't want to believe this about her man calling you names because he all off in her ear. Baby, I would never do such a thing like that. She's never liked me since I've been in this house. She done always been tripping ever since I came up in here. Now she trying to split us up. Well, your mama's stupid. So your mama's sitting up in here listening to him. Why you would make this up? Now, there are people who have made stuff up. But why you would make this up and be this hurt about it? It's what you don't understand, your mother's support coming through for you. Get yourself some help. Get yourself some counseling. Start going to some faith-based church. I don't care which one you go to, what kind you go to. Get your relationship together with God. But stay away from this man. Mm-hmm. Continue to press your charges. Clear the house of your niece and anything else.
And her own daughter. This man molested not only her, but her daughter. The daughter of the daughter. You see what I'm saying? He not only, the same man molested my daughter, but my niece. Same man what? Not only molested my daughter, but my niece.
Wait a minute. I thought you said her daughter.
Yeah. Okay. The daughter okay. of the mother
uh-huh.
yeah.
that wrote the letter.
Right.
And uh-huh. then the granddaughter. He also molested the daughter's daughter.
Okay.
Oh. The victim's daughter.
Yes. Yes. The one who wrote the letter. He molested her daughter, too.
See, now. Now,
that's
now
why they went to court.
I mean,
that's
well,
why
I
they
mean,
went to court.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, what, now, right now, all my comments have to be off the air.
Yeah.
Because, see.
This is horrible. You know, this is
horrible.
This
she
is
doesn't
like,
want to keep her kids away from their grandmother,
yeah.
but hey, keep them out of harm's
yeah,
way.
Yeah, if she has a man around and all of that, no.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
I'm so ticked at this point because yeah. You going to do this to my daughter and my granddaughter?
Right.
No, partner. Yeah.
All right, Steve, we got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And switching gears, yesterday we all had to turn the clocks back by an hour for daylight savings time. Oh, I hate
that.
That
is so much fun.
I can't hate it.
Well,
I hate daylight.
Let me tell you what I like. To go to church and see him early,
uh-huh.
waiting, just sitting there, that is the best day to go. Not communion. Now, that's a good time to go to take communion.
That was first Sunday. It was first Sunday yesterday.
Yeah, but yeah, to yeah. go, and I've been here since 4 o'clock. Oh, my God. Yes. And you know I catch the bus to get down here.
You just
I thought I missed it.
So wrong. You're so
mean.
You're so wrong.
How do you get joy out
I
of
get
that?
Joy where people don't see joy.
I hate daylight savings time.
I
anyway,
too.
Yeah, because it makes the night so much longer.
Yeah,
it gets dark too early.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's going to get dark a little earlier now. And a new poll finds that 74% of Americans want daylight saving time to end. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. People want later sunset time so there's more sunlight during the day. Would you guys like to see the end of daylight savings time?
I'll tell you
yes,
who
yes,
don't
I would.
Want it to end. I'll tell you yeah. who love daylight savings time.
Who?
The ladies who are going to dental school.
Why?
The strippers.
We got to be working early
they
hours.
They can,
hey, you know what?
A little more
I
money,
think,
man.
What, Steve? What
this,
you say?
This is my understanding as a farmer.
Uh-huh.
It was done in the summer months so that, you know, people on farms could get more work done.
Longer hours, yeah.
Oh.
That's what was my understanding years ago. At least that's how my grandfather.
That's how it came mm-hmm. about.
That's
something
how it
like
came
that.
About, right.
Well, that's what my grandfather told me. If that's factual, what the government did it for, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But those days are long gone. We are not relying on that anymore.
We don't
so
farm
much
the same
of our
way.
Food is manufactured, modified. I don't think it's that anymore.
Is
so
that a certain part
I think,
of
you know
think
what it? You know what it really does help though? Kids who catch the bus to school,
mm-hmm.
Normally they were out there in the dark. And yes. now it's brighter for them when they're out there waiting on that bus. And that's a safety reason. So that really helps.
Well, them. I like that, but yeah. that's not why they did it.
No, that's definitely not why I did, but that does affect them. You're right.
Mm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I think I wish they wouldn't do it because moving it back, it gets dark too early.
Too right. early, 4 o'clock.
It really does.
I mean, you're ready to get into bed by 6.
Yeah, it's dark. You're like, tired. Wait, it's just 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh. yeah, it will definitely.
Isn't it a certain part that don't change in the country?
Certain states like
Midwest, Indiana. Yeah,
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
They don't change their time,
Steve.
No.
Fort Wayne.
No, no, surely. Huh. Indiana changes it.
All Indiana?
Fort Wayne, Indiana doesn't change.
Wow.
Wow. I did not know that.
And Arizona, too, crazy, right? Man. Parts of Arizona. I don't think they do it either.
If you
I don't know who doesn't do it, mm-hmm. but I'm mm-hmm. telling you right now, one city in Indiana ain't does not move their clock.
No.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
You out there playing, you sure take your ass home looking at that clock. Go, whoa, look.
All right. Coming up at 41 after the hour, Steve is sick of certain things. We all know this. And he's going to call them out next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, Steve, what is up? What are you sick about? You're sick of seeing.
There's some stuff that I'm just tired of seeing. And I'm going to just start calling people out.
Mm-hmm. Do it, big dog.
You know, I don't stuff I don't like.
Like,
you know,
hey, Steve,
here's
you know
number
how you
one
get.
Right here. Uh-huh. Men standing at bus stops trying to holler at women.
You need to work on some other things.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I like that.
That's
you're trying to holler. She done pulled up at the light. You been over. Hey, what's up? Oh, you can't speak.
Stupid.
No, she can't, because she got a car and you don't.
Right. Isn't that obvious?
You see it every day.
I'm tired not of mad that at that.
Yeah. Call him out.
Here's
Steve.
Another one.
What you got, Steve?
Small dashikis.
Be getting on your nerves. Like.
Small dashikis. On uh-huh. big people.
You know what?
I be going, hey, dog. You do know that's supposed to be loose and long.
You can't be tight. With the movement when you showing good.
You can't move.
Your navel is showing under your dashiki.
I see your
that visual right there, man.
I don't like people that still wearing nugget ring sets.
Like
the set?
What? Set. You ain't talking about
nugget
my grandfather. On every finger.
The whole set.
The whole yeah. set.
That's funny. What else, Steve?
Call him out, Steve.
I don't like men. Men who carry their packs of cools. In the sleeve of their t-shirt.
Oh, that's
somebody still
school.
Do that?
That's old
yeah,
school.
Still doing that. Still do that. Yeah.
And since we're doing that, I don't like women that carry money, lighter, cigarettes in their bra.
You keep going in there.
Get that's out your funny. Nerves. Calling them out.
I'll tell you something else I'm sick of seeing. I don't know why they still had that fanny pack.
Oh, wait a minute now.
They're back.
Yeah, man.
Ain't nobody never look good in a fanny pack.
They're back.
Yeah,
they
don't look good.
They don't look good.
Fanny packs,
in L.A., they big. Tourists wear them all the time, yeah. But he's sick of them.
It's too much. It's too much.
Call them out,
cars. Cars that still got spindles on them.
They spinning.
Stop. They're spinning.
I got one for you.
Come on.
Fat men.
Yeah.
Fat men who wear body suits.
What is this about?
Eugene. Have you ever seen this right here?
Yeah.
What?
Babies with gold teeth.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen
they
that.
They do that down south a lot.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Tommy, they put
silver and gold. Baby, yeah, you know. They do.
What is that team? About?
Oh, yeah.
How, Steve?
Last one.
What you got, Steve?
Come on, big girl.
I'm sick of people who put duct tape on windows. Don't you defeat the purpose of it being a window?
You can't see out of it.
I got his crack.
Yeah.
Dog, I saw a dude in a car had cut out a sheet of plywood and put it on his rear, on his mirror. On the, he had a photo.
Wow.
Driver's side, back door, plywood.
Wow.
You're sick of it. You've seen it, and you've had enough
of
it.
Sick of a lot of stuff, Steve.
Man, he had a lot of
stuff.
Here's the last thing I hate.
Okay.
Oh, we got more.
This goes back to the strawberry letter and a couple other things.
Okay.
Short people with tall orders.
See? Why I got to be the butt? Why I got
he didn't say your name.
He didn't say
wow.
He didn't say y'all know who the hell he was talking about.
If you throw a rock
in
a pack of dogs, the one that holler is the one you hit.
It could have been the one you almost hit. Quit saying that. It don't have to be the one you hit.
Well, Tommy, all I said was I hate short people with tall orders.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who the hell? Wow, it got to be.
I hate tall people,
Tommy,
with short ideals. What?
Tommy.
What?
Other than Shirley, because Shirley is the average woman's height, you're the shortest person on this show.
Wow.
No, and stop saying that. People coming up to me after each show. You're not that short. You're not that
short. Use the word.
Boy, stop lying. Everybody told you that.
Yes, I'm serious.
Kill this dream right now.
Shut up.
How tall was they? The ones who said it to you. How tall was they?
Looking down.
Tommy, they said, I hate to point this out, but they said you're not that short.
But they did say.
Yeah, they didn't
say. Oh, that's what they said.
That.
But short was in the
right, exactly.
You're
exactly.
Not that
exactly.
Short.
Oh,
I think that Black America said that.
Black America.
No, Black America talks to me now.
Black America.
Black person in Black America. Oh,
that's our new bit. Black America.
Black America spoke to me.
So y'all that's it.
That's your list.
That's all you're sick of, Steve. Give us one more on the way
give
out.
Us one more, Steve.
Black America stands for something. Black is.
Is an acronym?
Yes, an acronym. It's actually B period L period A period C period K.
He finna mess this up. We just took him back. We just
here we go.
Back.
Get right back in the mud. Come on.
Black is an acronym, Tommy. It stands for being lacking and come right up to the knee.
That's Tommy's Black America.
That's Tommy's right? Black.
No, it's not, Carla.
Hey, Anthony Brown up next with Man on the Street.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Jay, it's your turn with Man on the Street. What you got for
Man
us?
Man on the Street, y'all. Mm-hmm. It's actually Man at the Steve Harvey Show. People in line.
Yeah. Man in the line.
Man in the line. That's what I'm going to name this new segment, is Man in the Line. But where the man will be Tuesday night, it will be at the J-Spot. My spot that I'm talking about, the J-Spot Comedy Club. We do Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at the J-Spot, Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
This week hosted by yours truly with one of your favorite comedians, Precious.
Oh, Precious, the young lady.
Ooh,
that
she's
was
so
I love Precious.
Steve, Carla, you guys remember her from being at Sand and Soul.
She was at Sand and Soul. She killed it.
She was off the chain.
Recommended by me.
Yeah, she's very funny,
I saw
Steve.
Precious last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, Pierre was going to close the show out.
Pierre.
I got Pierre.
Yeah.
I love Pierre.
Yeah.
And Jamal will be there. Jamal Damon will be there.
Jamal Damon.
We're hosted by... High voice.
That's your echo. High voice.
I'm selling it with you, though.
It's headliner Taco Tuesday at the J Spot. You can go to Eventbrite and get your ticket. Next week, Junior will be
boy.
There.
Junior boy.
Boy. You know what? Your club didn't get famous till I showed up. I'm there next week.
It's fun though. It's a great night out. It's a lot
it's a
of fun.
Night. On
it's
a Tuesday
lot
night.
Of laughs. You will be crying laughing.
Man, headliner Tuesday at the J Spot.
Yeah,
right now, Man on the Street. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Check it out.
J. Anthony Brown for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. What was the argument you had with a friend, and what was it about?
She doesn't like the way I dress, but you know what? I'm going to do me because I'm fabulous like that.
Who ate whose cereal? You know I ate the cereal.
Whether or not they should relocate and move to be happy.
I had an argument with my daughter. I left my paper plates at her house, and she used them for her party.
I had an argument with my fiancé, and it was about him just sitting and being quiet. Just shut up.
He won't shut up.
We're sharing a bed, and she got mad that I took most of the cover.
Oh, okay.
The argument was because she'd be wild in her sleep, and she'd taking the covers, and I'd be freezing cold, just shivering.
That's her right there?
Yes.
I ruined my friend's snap streak.
Oh, really?
Dude told me to take some shelves off the wall, then he was mad because there were holes in the wall.
Oh, he was mad at you after you, and y'all had a big argument.
It wasn't that big because I shut it down real quick.
What's the argument you had with a friend?
Soup.
You argued over soup?
Yes, with my husband.
What was it about?
Because we have to cook soup for senior citizen today, and I want to cook the way I want it, and he wants to cook the way he want it, so we argue.
He's trying to tell you how to cook soup.
Yeah, the way.
Who's a better soup cooker?
Of course.
My argument was that I was a better friend to them than they was to me.
We argued a lot yesterday about where Catalina Island was from Newport Beach.
And what did he say?
He said it was north, and I said it was west.
Where is it?
I don't know.
The argument I've had with a friend is over money, of course.
They owe you money?
They do owe me money. She owed me a lot of money.
How much?
Like $3,000.
And she hasn't paid you?
In a year and a half.
You need to beat her ass. What's the argument you had with a friend?
Not being supportive.
The friend says you're not supportive.
No, they're not being supportive.
They're not supportive of you.
Yes.
Big argument.
It wasn't that big.
I agree with family about politics.
We got in a sexual harassment debate. When are you going to give me my money back?
A friend owes you money?
All the time.
How much?
Look, you're at the club, okay. Oh, drinks on you, I'll pay you back. Oh, you're getting an Uber. Okay, we'll split it later. Are we at dinner? Oh, I left my money in the car.
Are you still friends with that person?
Yeah, because sometimes that person's me, so.
Argument with a friend moving on my house.
Is Tupac dead or alive?
Oh.
What?
People are still arguing.
No, people still believe that Tupac is alive.
Where is he?
In L.A.
You can't ask him that. They believe Tupac's alive. Mm-hmm. They believe Michael Jackson is alive. They and really Elvis. Believe what? It.
Well, if you and see Elvis. Either one
and
of them.
And Elvis. Now, the only one they see is Elvis. Nobody's seen Tupac or Michael.
Wow.
But they believe
Let me make an announcement.
Go ahead, Steve.
Black America's waiting.
Black America, listen to me. Once they pronounce you dead and you black, you best to believe you're going.
Yeah, there's no coming back from
That's
that.
It.
Because yeah. trust no me, we would
and
be running out of
And if you do come back, you better not let one of us see.
Okay. Only person we're giving a pass is Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus can come
Jesus
back.
Can come back.
That's who we're looking for.
He already told us. Uh-huh.
So if you come back, you better come back with him.
Yeah. We heard nothing about Earl coming back.
Not Earl.
If you come back, you better make an announcement. I'm coming in. I'm dead, but I'm coming in.
All right, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show is on the way right after this.
It can't be you and me. We'll try some other day. I'll give you a ring later in the day. So don't fall apart, cause you're my side piece. So don't be moody, cause you're good for me. The one I'm with won't go away. So baby, don't you feel down, and please don't make a fuss. Just smoke some herb and make a mind to two of us. Don't have a temper like you did in November. And that's my color. I can't be seen with you. We got some other day to hide away. I'll call you when I'm through. And then you'll hear from me. I can't be seen with you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Entertainment news. The actor Kevin Spacey is facing more accusations of sexual misconduct by staff members who worked on the show House of Cards, a show we
House of
all
Cards is done,
love.
Everybody loves that
show. It's done, yeah.
That's the bomb show, man.
Yeah, a production assistant claims Spacey sexually assaulted him during one of the early seasons of the show, and other staff members said Spacey's behavior on the set was predatory. The production assistant claims Spacey put his hands down his pants and made inappropriate contact with him inside the actor's trailer. The assistant claims the encounter happened several months after he had spoken to a supervisor about Spacey's behavior.
Sure.
And was told, yes.
Which actor?
Oh, it doesn't say. It doesn't say which one. I would have.
Will they show the remaining episodes? Like, can we find out what happens?
So far.
Yeah.
What?
I mean,
shut up, Steve.
No, I mean, because they're showing the Bill Cosby show's back on.
No, they don't let nothing get in the way of the money.
Of cash. Yeah. That's true.
Especially
Steve.
If it's shot. If it's shot,
you'll see it, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, and even if he had some more, until you get.
Where are they going to show it, Steve, if Netflix dropped it? Somewhere else? Somebody else going
to
pick it up?
A lot of people want House of Cards to go on just with Claire.
Yeah, to find out what's going on.
Yeah. Right. I think she'd be a great president.
Yeah. Claire can roll it.
Yeah.
She can roll
it. And you know what? Put that into the storyline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Frank Underwood suddenly got shot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We got shoot him. Just said sexual harassment. He had to step down.
Wow.
Yeah, move on.
On the show.
Just so Uncle Steve know, Claire is Jenny from Forrest Gump, Uncle Steve.
Mm-hmm.
So
Robin Wright, the actress.
Yeah.
No, Claire is the tall, short-haired, blonde chick.
Sexy.
Come on now.
Come on, Uncle.
Come on, he knows who she is.
He knows his TV, man.
He knows
stop
it.
Look,
got Frank, a baby, Uncle.
Frank Underwood pushed the lady in front of a train. I know they can ride his ass.
Yeah.
I know. It ain't
on
no problem.
On a subway platform.
On a subway platform.
Look at you.
Nobody saw it coming.
Look at you.
And step back behind the column out of view.
That's
he
right.
He did it.
Pulled his hat down.
Do you hear yourself right now?
Wait. What does he eat at when he want to eat real good?
He go over to the black dude's barbecue.
That's right.
Tell me about it. Are you serious?
Come on, Tommy, ask me some more.
Okay, the black guy on there, the other black guy, who he messing around with?
Talking about the dude that work for the government that's a lobbyist?
You're talking about Remy. Remy, baby. Mahershala Ali.
You talking about the cold
Mahershala,
dude?
Yeah.
Who you think he mess with? Who want to mess with him is Claire, though. Claire wants some of that. I got news for you.
Man.
Claire wants some of that.
Oh, God.
How did he know all of this?
He watches House of Cards.
I tell you what, they can write him out and keep going.
Yeah, I agree.
You ain't got to lose a good show just because of him.
Jay, stay out the way of the bit.
Okay. I'm not saying write him out.
I got him. Oh, no. We testing Unc right now. His sidekick, the one that take care of all this dirty work.
Oh.
What's his sidekick?
Frank Underwood.
Frank Underwood.
The president.
His little sidekick, the one that take care of all this dirty work. What's wrong with him?
Well, you know, he got that history that he don't want to come out.
Mm-hmm.
His past. He don't want that to come out on him right now. So what he's trying to do is he's trying to deal with that. But see, since he go out there and he do all the hustle, see, he the one got the little girl pushed off the platform. Because, see, she wouldn't do right. He went to her.
Yeah.
Told her.
Yeah. Told her.
He did.
Yeah.
See, but the real thing, what y'all really don't know is, when Frank had the kissing scene with his security dude.
Yes. Meacham.
See, that right there was the giveaway to all of this here.
It was. Because
he was just comfortable with it.
Yeah. They had a threesome.
And can I just say, the hell with all this, I'm trying to get another writing job. How about that?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Take this job and shove it. All heard that before, thought that before, wanted to do that before.
Some right here. Hello. I'm here.
Well, according to Twitter, that's precisely the reason that President Trump's account was deactivated for a short time last week, I think for about 11 minutes, right? According to the company, a customer support employee on his last day at work made the move. In the end, the president's account was down for, like I said, about 11 minutes before being reactivated. This followed Twitter's earlier response, blaming the human error for the incident. The company now says they're conducting a full internal review and are taking steps to prevent it from happening again. Well, guys, have you ever, you know, left an attitude or actions left a job with
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear about it. Let's hear about your take.
Hell, I'm sitting here.
The fact you're here.
The fact that I got my ass over here.
Right here.
Meaning right that I'm here.
Yes, yes.
I'm not throwing shade. I'm building a tent, okay?
I know you have one, Steve Harvey. Why don't you take this job and shove it story?
Well, I worked at a place called Lincoln Electric.
Uh-huh.
And I hated it. I hated it with everything in me. I worked a graveyard shift.
What were you doing?
12 to 8 in the morning. Because at 4 o'clock, I don't care who you are, you sleepy.
Yeah.
There is no getting used to 4 a.m. You're supposed to be asleep.
Uh-huh.
It was the hardest job I've ever had. Lunch was 20 minutes. And we had to work on a piece system where we had to develop these wire coils by pieces. And I hated that job. And so I went to work one day and I just told him, I said, hey, man, I'm not going to be able to continue anymore. I got a huge loan came in from Small Business Association to start my own company. And all the men was like, oh, wow, really, Steve? What you do? Yeah, I'm starting my own carpet cleaning business, man. I got the money. The loan came through for me to buy the equipment. So I'm going to go full time. Oh, man, good luck to you. Good luck to you. So I ended up getting this job as a carpet cleaning company. Well, one of the guys used my company, which partly was true. I didn't really get the money from a small business loan.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to quit.
Okay.
And so one dude called me and asked me to clean his house
because
he knew my house number. And I went by his house, but I had went to Pick and Pay, which is a grocery store, and I rented machines every day and just put it in the back seat of my car. And I pulled up at his house and unloaded the carpet cleaning machine from the back seat of my car. Mm-hmm. He said, man, I thought you was a professional carpet cleaner. You done rented a machine from that. Man, I'm going to tell everybody down at the job.
Wow.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So I said, okay, cool. Ain't no problem right here.
Uh-huh.
Sound like a fight.
So I just went on and ruined his carpet.
Ruined it?
How?
How you soaked ruined it. Carpet?
With, oh, you soaked. Oh,
I
down
just
to
soaked
the
it, didn't extract the water.
Oh.
Yeah, just put it in there. Yeah. No, since you're going to go tell him that too.
You felt good about this, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, man. Very comfortable.
And from that story, we go to...
It wasn't a funny story. It wasn't really just a...
No,
it
just,
you just answered the question.
Yeah. Answered the question, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like the company or nah. I really didn't like you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Last break of the day. Here we go with just one more thing. Let's kick it off by saying happy birthday, Monica. Mississippi, Monica.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Monica.
It's your birthday.
Go, Monica.
It's
catfish. It's in the building.
Get busy.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy her a bucket of catfish today.
That's
a bucket of catfish.
Mississippi. Do they sell it by the bucket?
You know what? I'm going to give her some hot in the mofo hot sauce.
To go with the catfish.
To go with the catfish.
Wow, that's so thoughtful of you.
Yeah, that's so thoughtful.
Wow. Then I'm going to get another gift, Jay. I'm going to get some worms so when she go fishing, she got the best worms
for catfish.
That's
very stereotypical of you.
Yeah.
Very stereotypical.
Okay,
what are you going to get her, Junior?
I'm going with her to eat the catfish. Somebody got to go. Sitting up here all this.
Tell her what you giving her.
I got her a gift card.
Oh, I gave her a gift.
Mm-hmm.
When she came to the club, I picked up the entire tab for everybody.
That wasn't for her birthday, folks.
That ain't no birthday.
Roll that over.
He put all your names on it.
Roll it over.
So, Steve, you're awfully quiet.
Steve, what
did you get her?
You get the boss.
No, see, you know what? I gave Monica her birthday gift before I left L.A. to go on my golf trip over the weekend.
That
I enjoyed with my best friends, and I gave her gift. And if she don't want to tell y'all what I gave her for her birthday gift, then that's absolutely fine. I have no problem with it,
Monica,
be saying it unless she tells you what she was getting.
What did Uncle Steve get you? What is the hush over Jerusalem?
All right.
Let's see.
I saw it. Okay.
What is it?
Oh, he did give you a gift.
Hey, she said it. She told it.
Gave her an
with nice. Somebody or she can go alone.
Yeah.
That's nice. I gave her.
I didn't see it. What is it?
It's a resort and spa.
Jump up. Jump up here.
Just look right there.
Stop. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You said you couldn't see it.
He can't see it.
No, he can't see it.
He said he couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Now he's mad at me.
I didn't know.
I'm just trying to help.
I just got the joke, but it's...
It was a little delayed reaction. Shirley, quick now.
She hit you, man. You have
I can't
to turn
see
around.
It.
And go,
oh,
whoa,
no.
Whoa.
She catch you when you ain't looking. You be,
who hit me? Somebody hit me.
Now do you see it? That's
yes.
That's okay.
Yes, I
thank
see
you.
It now.
That's
thank
a nice,
you.
Yeah. But
congratulations.
The question is, did you put our name on it? Or did you just go?
And ask her, do you want your catfish cooked or just caught?
Nobody want no raw catfish.
You know, some people want them. She might want to skin them herself. You know what I'm saying?
But a bucket of raw catfish, how does that sound?
Stereotyping a whole, I can't believe.
Some people want them caught and fried, or some people want them just caught, just fresh.
I'm going to speak for Monica. She prefers them fried, okay?
But she might want sushi. She might want sushi catfish. You don't know. She might want
sushi. Yeah, she likes hers fried hard.
I like good fried catfish. Yum.
Yeah. I don't like mine hard, though.
Hard and fried.
Hard fried. I knew you was going to catch
that.
You're
talking about catfish. That's two things he haven't done in a while.
Hard and fried.
Wow.
Two of these things don't go together.
Are you serious right now? Steve, how's your dog coming along?
Yeah,
by the
new
way?
Dog.
I wanted to ask you
well,
about your
I
new dog.
Well, I haven't been home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I played golf this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So I just got in last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I'm at work. So I won't meet him officially until today when I get off.
Okay. Did you guys
so,
decide
you know,
on
hopefully,
name?
Yes, Bear.
That's
Bear.
Dog name?
His name is Bear.
Okay.
Dog name.
He's going to have an identity problem. Yeah. He's going to have
dog named Bear.
Yeah.
What made you name him Bear, Steve?
I didn't name the dog, Shirley.
Oh. What's the attitude about dog owner?
Now, why he at our house was not my decision.
Oh, you got a problem with being a dog.
Oh, so Marjorie
owner.
Has a dog. Okay.
You going to be all right with that?
It's a Doberman, right?
Yes, yeah, a Doberman.
Yeah,
he's a puppy right now, but you're going to be a big-ass dog in a minute.
Real quick. Real quick.
I've told him. I've talked with him over the phone.
What'd you
the
say?
Dog,
over the
say
phone?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, put me up to his ear.
Uh-huh.
And you said?
Don't growl at me. Don't snap at me. Right, that right there get your ass put out.
Do we stay in the house? Or
that's what I was going to ask. Inside or outside?
Well, it's a combination of both.
He's a puppy, though.
Oh, y'all white people.
You reminded me of my mom when you said that, because she believes that dogs should live outside.
Dogs should live outside.
That's what she believes. Well, she would never have a dog in the house.
We didn't believe it. They
not
did.
Only outside, but chained up to
a tree.
Yeah,
right.
And
that's
she,
torture.
And
yeah.
She
that's
had a dog.
Terrible.
Yeah.
No, not feeding him is torture.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's torture.
Chaining the dog is to a tree.
He let him loose every now and then, but basically.
But I'll tell you one
Carla
thing. He
is
knew,
a dog lover.
He knew
and
how
my
far
dog
he had
is
to go.
In the house.
It's a long chain, Carla.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not a short chain.
It can get you out that yard.
Yeah.
I bet you that.
That is terrible.
Okay, let me ask you this. Does your dog, Carla, sleep in the bed with you?
No. She has her own bed.
That's
her name
terrible.
Is Fancy. Fancy
the
feral.
Fact, see, the fact that you went
you
bed shopping for a dog.
Your dog got a last name?
My friend Tracy, her dog has a nightgown. She sleeps in the bed with them. And she has her own nightgown, her dog.
No, my dog. We don't put clothes on her. She has bows, though. Her name is Fancy, and she has a bed with a crown on top.
But a nightgown?
If Bear get in the bed, it'll be his last day at the house.
Back
it'll
to
be
bed.
Dead Bear.
I'm trying to get my wife her own bed.
Detroit Lions at Green Bay tonight to take on the Packers. Take us home,
ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, have yourself a great weekend. Because I just did.
It's Monday. Happy birthday, Monica!
Happy birthday, Monica!
Turn your volume up if you're with me, please.
Oh, yeah, I'll be playing in the mall.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.